The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped and looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. Our chief priests and the rulers handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some of the women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the things the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave them the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took the bread and said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly raised and appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we are asked the question, would I recognize Jesus if I encountered him? In the gospel, we are invited to meditate on two travelers, disciples of Jesus, on the day of the resurrection, as they encounter the risen Lord on their way to Emmaus. Pope Benedict tells us this episode points out to us two special places where we can encounter the risen one who transforms our life, in listening to the word and in the breaking of the bread. Cleopas and his companion were leaving Jerusalem and heading to a town identified as Emmaus. The two were conversing and debating the events surrounding the crucifixion of Jesus and this reported resurrection. I love the beauty of this moment because it is relatable. We have all experienced events that we cannot understand and we cannot explain. And the most human thing we do is to turn to someone we trust who has had the same experience and look for clarity in conversation. I can imagine the dialogue and the tension in it, in that one asks this question and the resurrection comes up and that answer doesn't work. And so Jesus comes into this dialogue of confusion and wonder. And when he joins them, they do not recognize him. Entering into their dialogue, he asks what they're discussing, and they seem surprised that anyone could be unaware of the events surrounding the death of Jesus and this rumor of his resurrection. They tell him that Jesus was a mighty prophet of word and deed who was handed over to the Romans to be crucified. They had been hoping he would be the one to redeem Israel, the Christ. Then they tell him of the report of the women that on this third day the tomb is empty. And Jesus responds, "Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." This calls to mind a warning to us from Saint Jerome that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. How often are we, like the two travelers, ignorant of Christ? Instead of looking to the Scripture or looking to the church to know who Christ is, we listen to a culture that describes what he should be, a world that wants to define Jesus on their terms. But beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interprets for them what refers to him in the Scriptures. The reference to beginning with Moses would have taken them to the first five books of the Bible, to the book of Genesis, where our travelers would have heard the proto-evangelicum, the first announcement of the gospel, that Christ would come to heal the wound from the fall, that in Genesis, immediately after the fall, God promises us a redeemer to all of humanity, one who would defeat sin and death, redeem mankind, and crush the head of the serpent. The failure to understand Christ coming to redeem all of creation, not to rule a worldly kingdom, caused them to misidentify the Christ. Christ's identity is found in his relationship to us as the Redeemer of the world, saving us from the bondage of sin and death. Our identities are always wrapped up in our relationship. Husbands are husbands because they have wives. The same holds true for wives as to their husbands. How good a husband or a wife becomes depends on how well they know their spouse. The same is true in the parent-child relationship. Like our travelers, we run the risk of not understanding Christ if we choose to be ignorant of what Scripture tells us of him. Christ desires that we know him at an intimate level. When he was talking with the disciples, he didn't ask them, "What did I teach?" But he asked who he was. "Who do you say I am?" And it's Peter that answers, "The Christ, the Son of the living God." He understood the message. Christ is the incarnate Word of God and reveals himself to us through Scripture. He tells us in Scripture that he came not to be served, but to serve, that he is the Lamb of God that will take away the sins of the world. He tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father but through him, and that he remains with us always in the bread and wine, which are miraculously transformed into his precious body and blood. Finally, in Scripture, he makes clear that his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink, given to spiritually sustain us on our earthly journey. God invites us to take time each day to sit and listen to his voice in the Scriptures and meditate on them, so that we are prepared to encounter Christ at each Mass as we receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord. Then, like our travelers, we too can say to one another, were not our hearts burning within us as we encountered our Lord?